This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. A few years ago, the concept of an electric airplane was pure science fiction. But advances in battery and motor technology have brought a practical, affordable, electrically powered aircraft much closer to reality. The Electric Airplane Symposium will be held April 24th in San Carlos, California, and organizer Brian Seeley says some important breakthroughs will be discussed.
So, Brian, what are people going to see at the Electric Airplane Symposium?
Well, this year we have a really excellent lineup. It's excellent because of the stature of the speakers as well as for the diversity of the topics. The headline is that the world's top two expert inventors in high-density battery breakthroughs are going to be speaking. One of these is Dr. Yi Kui from Stanford University, who will present the work on the nanowire lithium battery, along with the recent breakthrough by Dr. Sater at MIT on the rapid charge battery breakthrough, a hundredfold perhaps increase in charge rate. And Dr. Jaesul Cho from South Korea is coming all the way to deliver a presentation about his breakthrough in what's called a nano honeycomb structure for lithium battery. Both Dr. Kui and Dr. Cho have the distinction of appearing to lead us toward a perhaps tenfold improvement in battery density. And if that comes to pass, as it well may, then, of course, electric propulsion for aircraft becomes much, much more feasible.
Does that translate into one-tenth the battery weight or 10 times the battery endurance? What does the tenfold mean?
Tenfold would be on a density basis. For if you think in terms of how many kilowatt hours you're going to need to propel your airplane for, say, a 200 or 300 mile trip, the kind of planes that we're looking at are going to need something on the order of 60 kilowatts to make a 300 mile trip. If that 60 kilowatts, like present day, is housed in a 900 to 1,000 pound battery pack, that's a great burden for the vehicle to carry. But if it becomes a 100 pound battery pack that'll recharge, you know, a hundredfold faster, then obviously we start to have a very feasible vehicle, because 100 pounds is in the same realm as the weight of gasoline that a plane might carry to go 300 miles.
So you're talking about realistically being able to fly 300 miles, having lunch while the plane charges, and hopping back in it and going home.
That's exactly it. And do so entirely on emission-free, independent renewable energy.
What is driving this technology?
I think that it's a convergence of several things. The breakthroughs in battery that are being driven, of course, by the automotive demand, as well as things such as laptops and cell phones that want to get better and better batteries, those are spilling over into the sudden awareness that the wonderful breakthroughs in soaring, that is, in high-performance gliders, open-class gliders, can be melded with the electric propulsion to have a vehicle that can go remarkably fast, is free of surface gridlock, is a vehicle able to operate at, you know, small, short runways, and can do so on very little power, and thus have the range enabled by the battery breakthrough. So it's folding those together, and then, of course, on top of that, you have the wonderful breakthroughs going on in flight controls, navigation, automated flight deck, and all of the sensor technology that goes with that.
Well, let's have a look at cost. 60 kilowatts of power is worth around $10 or less. Is that about right?
If you plug in the wall to obtain that, yes, that's about right. And, of course, if you plug into your hangar at your farm, which has its own photovoltaic and windmill capture system, and it may be even cheaper than that. There's an inversion of the upfront cost with the electric vehicle, and this is one of the hurdles that, of course, mass production promises to solve. That is that the current battery pack cost is sort of the equivalent of the high price of gasoline that we're all going to be facing in the future. And so when you first buy the vehicle with its battery pack, you're paying all of that up front, and then along the way, consuming presumably electricity that comes at just 9 cents per kilowatt hour, or in the off-peak period, as low as just 3 cents per kilowatt hour. So you almost, you know, get the electric recharge for free, but you had to pay substantially for that battery pack to start with if you're one of the early adopters of electric-powered airplanes. Down the road, when we hope to see mass production of the battery pack systems for the GM Volt and other electric cars, the spinoffs for aviation obviously will lower the price.
Okay, well, we should describe the symposium a little bit and how people can attend.
It's April 24th. It's going to occupy the entire Hiller Aviation Museum in San Carlos. That's been given over for the entire day. It includes a very nice networking lunch and dinner, along with a couple of snack breaks. It will be a meeting that you can register for online by going to cafefoundation.org. And the tuition for the meeting is $249. That is reduced for the press and students to $149. One of the functions of the meeting, we hope, will be to introduce the Aviation Green Prize, which is a contest, an actual flight competition that the CAFE Foundation plans to host for 100 mile per gallon aircraft, which we think will attract a lot of participation and interest. And the catch is that the vehicles have to achieve their 100 miles per gallon while going 100 miles an hour.
Seely says the list of speakers is both long and distinguished, as is the list of attendees. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.